Good morning. Welcome to Grendene's conference call to release and analyze the results of the third quarter of 2010. We inform you that this conference call is going to be made in Portuguese only, with simultaneous translation into English. Right now, all participants are in listen-only mode, and later on, we are going to start the Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please ask the help of an operator by pressing star zero. It's important to remind you that this conference call is being recorded, and it's going to be made available at http://ri.grendene.com.br. Here with us are Grendene's leading executives, who will also be available to answer your questions: Rudimar Dall'Onder, Industrial and Commercial Officer; Francisco Schmitz, Investor Relations Officer; Edson Matsu, Product Development; Magno Kleber Freitas, Exports; Gelson Luis Rostirolla, Financial and Controller Officer; Luis Antônio Noronha, Sales; Marcos Balboa, Marketing; Pedro and Paulo Pedro Filho, Melissa Division. We would like to inform you that the press release of the third quarter of 2010 is available on the website ri.grendene.com.br in Portuguese and English. Before going on, we would like to let you know that any statements made during this conference call about the company's outlook and operating and financial business estimates are based on the company's management in relation to the future of the company. These forward-looking statements highly depend on market conditions, the country's general economic performance, and international markets. I'd like to turn it over now to Mr. Francisco Schmitz, Investor Relations Officer of the company. Please, Mr. Schmitz.
Good morning. Thank you for taking part once again in Grendene's conference call to release the results of the third quarter of 2010, as well as the company's outlook for the remainder of the year. As you know, we released yesterday the information regarding this period after market close in our press release that is already available on our Investor Relations website. I'm going to be brief in my comments, just highlighting some aspects that are most relevant in our performance of the 3Q 2010, the economic and financial aspects, and Grendene's outlook, leaving more time for questions and answers. Before going into a discussion of performance per se, I would like to highlight that we ratified our policy relative to the quarterly payment of dividends, anticipating ad referendum the general shareholders' meeting that it will appreciate the balance sheet and financial statements regarding the close of the current year. Based on the results calculated, the third payout is going to amount to 36.1 million reais. Those that are going to receive such payments are shareholders enrolled in company's records until November 22nd, 2010, cutoff date. Company shares are going to be ex-dividend as of the 23rd of November, 2010, with payment expected as of December 8, 2010. Grendene is keeping for 6 years in a row a comfortable leadership in exports of shoes, reaching 37.2% of Brazilian exports in the 9 months of 2010. On August the 12th, Grendene was the champion in the textile, leather, and clothing industry with the best performance for the third year in a row as the Best of Dinheiro in 2010, conducted by the Isto É Dinheiro magazine, taking into consideration the indicators financial sustainability, social responsibility, human resources, corporate governance, innovation, and quality. On August the 30th, it won the industry award champion in the textile, leather, and clothing industry in the 10th edition of the Valor 1000 annual issue in 2010, performed by the Valor Econômico newspaper, where it involved 1,000 largest companies for net revenues in the country. We would also like to remind you that since the first quarter of 2009, Green Day is releasing its numbers as per the IFRS, anticipating to the date of 2010 when the other companies listed should do so. We also emphasize that the numbers were adjusted to this norm to make them comparable. In this fashion, the numbers presented now for previous quarters are not necessarily the same as the numbers released at the time when the press releases were communicated in those quarters. We warn you that are following Green Day numbers to verify your historical basis to ensure the comparability of them. We are very happy to tell our shareholders Green Day's results. The results of the third quarter can be summarized in a single word, execution. We announced what we wanted to do, and we did so. We announced the type of results we expected, and we attained it. We identified difficulties and possible setbacks and overcame them. As expected, the new collection was introduced to the market at Francal in July with prices suitable to a recovery of margins. Indeed, the prices in the domestic market grew 14.8% in the third Q10 compared to 3Q09, and in the foreign market 9.1%. Volumes in the domestic market showed a slight drop of 1.6% and strong growth of 19.3% in the foreign market. With that, gross revenue grew by 14.9%, gross profit grew by 14.6%, EBIT grew by 125.9%, and net income 59.7%, improving all the margins. Gross margin went from 930 points to 49%, EBIT margin grew 900 points to 18.5%, and net margin grew 600 base points, going to 24% in this quarter, always compared to the same period of 2009. The profit of 189.7 million accumulated year-to-date exceeds that attained in the 9 months of 2009. As we already anticipated in previous conference calls, the recovery of margins would come, as they indeed came, in the second half of the year, with larger volumes in relation to the first half of the year due to the seasonality of the industry, more aggressive prices due to our strategy, and stabilized courses. The results attained were expected, are satisfactory, and we will measure no effort to keep this level of robust margins that we are used to delivering. Those results are encouraging. Once the company's position in the market is solid, relationship with sales channels excellent, product acceptance very good, and overall company credibility suggests that we are going to continue to have good results in the future. Also, the economic grounds that propel our business model continue strong with positive trends, especially in the domestic market. In the foreign market, the evolution of the exchange rate has not been favorable, and we should continue to focus our growth more on value added, probably with a drop in volume in the following quarters for the foreign market. The drivers in the domestic market consumption have been confirmed and continue active. Low inflation, an increase of the minimum wage, and the growing creation of formal employment. These events historically propel consumption in Brazil. We highlight that the improvement of margins cannot be attributed to a simpler mix of products or with lower value added. Once the prices went up, both in the domestic market, as we mentioned, of 14.8%, and in the foreign market, with 9.1% in reals, 16.5% in dollars, which signalizes a mix with the same or even higher value added, which is coherent to our strategy. When we analyze costs, we can see that the behavior was different in the first, second, and third quarters of 2010. whereas in the first quarter of 2010, most of the variation of costs resulted from an increase of volumes, a growth of 35% in volume and 35.9% in CPV, respectively, first quarter 10 against first quarter 09. In the second quarter of 2010, the unit costs grew by 19.6%, being responsible for the whole variation in the CPV, which grew at that quarter 16.7%. In the second quarter 2010, we concentrated the impacts of the rise in the minimum wage that affects direct labor and the effect of the increase of prices of resins in the international market. In 3Q10, CPV went down by 1.6%, whereas the volume of pairs grew by 2.4% compared to the third quarter of 2009. The increase of costs of inputs that had happened in the second quarter of 2010 and whose effects are maintained in the third quarter of 2010 were absorbed and diluted with an increased efficiency at plants and higher volume of production in the third quarter of 2010 compared to the second quarter 10. 8.4 million pairs extra or additional to that of the second quarter due to seasonality. With that, the cost per pair in the third quarter was 5.41 reais, below 17.15%, the 6.53 reais presented in the second quarter 2010, and 3.9% below the 5.63% 63 reals per pair presented in the third quarter of 2009. With 814.6 million in net cash, a good geographic diversification, a strong international process, a product portfolio that is constantly renewable, and excellence in operation, Grendene is very well positioned to take advantage of all the opportunities of an expanding market poses and consolidate its leadership position. The operating activities generated a cash flow of 242 million in the 9 months of 2010, increasing cash availabilities to 859.4 million on September the 30th, 2010. As we have already emphasized, Grendene has been shown promptness in reacting to changes in the economic scenario, once more evidenced this quarter, adapting its product portfolio and taking advantage of its solid, strong brands. It's always good to remember that strong brands are also one of the pillars of our strategy. Among the advantages that we understand we have, we can highlight the solid generation of operating cash, strong brands and licenses, solid relationship with the trade, our own technology of product and production with a controlled cost structure. For all the reasons, we are confident about our future and proud of what we reached so far.
Considering the current scenario, regardless of the results of 2010, the long-term targets will be kept. Grendene should reinforce the execution of its strategy in 2010-2011, identifying new segments with new licensing, innovating in products, reinforcing its brands with aggressive marketing through multiple media, and also seeking excellence in operation through continuing improvement. The objective is to gain scale, growing in a solid and sustainable manner, both in the domestic and international market, with special attention to the maintenance of margins in both markets. So our target, just to remind you, for 5 years that published in early 2009 when we announced our targets from 2009 to 2013 are the growth from 2 to 8% in gross revenues as the compound average and the growth of net income between 12 and 15% in the 5 years of 2009 to 2013. If we analyze the first 9 months of 2010 as compared to 2009 and 2008, we have had an average growth accumulated for the gross revenue of 13.8% and for the net income of 10%. And in closing, even though the exchange rate has evolved differently than we had expected when we laid out the five-year targets, and the international scenario has changed significantly, we have had good results keeping our positions both in international market and growing in a domestic market, which in turn has also shown more vigorous than we had initially expected then. This demonstrates the great versatility of our business model. The results obtained in the third quarter of 2010 and the vision of the evolution of the economic scenario, the performance of our business model in different scenarios, and our product portfolio that is appropriate, encourage us to reaffirm the targets above. Thank you very much. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to start our Q&A session. If you want to ask a question, please press star 1. If you want to take your question from the list, please press star 2. Excuse me, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. Excuse me again, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. Excuse me, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. Excuse me, we are now ending our Q&A session. I would now like to turn it over to Mr. Francisco Schmidt for his final considerations. The good results encourage us, but they don't dazzle us. We are going to keep paying attention because we want more. Our conviction and belief in our business model remain unaltered or unchanged. The prospects for coming years show a growing demand for shoes, a consequence of economic development and improvement of the purchasing power of the population, both domestically and in foreign markets. The results in the short term do not change the growth trend and the good results of Grendene, and do not change the foundations of income improvement in emerging countries, especially Brazil, China, and India. The domestic market has signs of strong growth, and the global market is very big and presents many opportunities to be exported. Brazilian design has been gaining the world, and Grendene is a highlight in that item. Based on this expectation, Grendene is ready for growth and is confident in reaching the targets that it has announced for the five-year period 2009-2013. Thank you very much for your attendance. Grendene's conference call has now ended. We thank you all for your participation. We wish you a good day and thank you very much for using Chorus Call.